the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, July the 4th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Trump administration slams the brakes on affirmative action, also on our Independence Day rundown, mental health issues, an increasing challenge for jails, AARP investing $60 million in dementia research, and a Greenpeace report on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Topping our news, the Trump administration on Tuesday scrapped Obama-era guidance on race-based admissions policies, just as conservatives see a fresh opening to end affirmative action through a changing Supreme Court. Politico reports the move comes as a closely watched court battle over Harvard's, which has emerged as the next front in the fight over race-based admissions. Researchers say access to health and social services are vital to help prevent people struggling with mental health challenges or addiction from ending up behind bars. What Mary Sherman's been checking out are those who are incarcerated receiving the services they need to get back on track.
A new report released by the Center for Community Solutions found in 2015, more than 15,000 people with mental illness or substance use disorders were in Ohio's county jails. However, researcher Tara Britton with the center says jails are not treatment centers.
Not what you would think a jail would be providing in terms of people needing to detox from an addiction or people needing expensive, hard-to-manage psychotropic medications while they're in a jail setting.
The cost for caring for these individuals came to about $29,000 per jail, not including the $75,000 in average spending for psychotropic medications. The findings are the third part of a five-part report series released in collaboration with the Mental Health and Addiction Advocacy Coalition, analyzing the intersection between the behavioral health and criminal justice systems.
The group AARP is making a $60 million investment in dementia and Alzheimer's research, Catherine Davis-Young explains.
The investment is being made to honor AARP's 60th anniversary, and Dana Kennedy with AARP Arizona says the new Disrupt Dementia campaign comes at a critical time for this type of research.
The last dementia drug to come to market brings only temporary relief of disease symptoms, and it was approved more than a decade ago.
Kennedy says more than 400 clinical trials have failed since the last drug was approved. AARP's investment will go toward the Dementia Discovery Fund, which supports new drug projects. The fund encourages new types of techniques and applies insights from other areas of medicine, such as oncology and immunology. AARP says it hopes research will lead to better treatments and eventually a cure for dementia.
AARP says more than 60 million Americans are now caring for a family member or loved one with dementia. And with Independence Day celebrations also comes a heightened risk of fires. Officials are cautioning folks setting off fireworks to stay safe and also be careful not to start wildfires. Here's Eric Tegedoff.
Officials are cautioning folks setting off fireworks to stay safe and also be careful not to start wildfires. Robert Knuth with the North Dakota Firefighters Association says everyone should check the fire danger index for their area. While the risk is low across most of the state, Knuth says fire conditions could change by the 4th of July.
Do remember that the wind and the heat will dry out the fuel, the grass, pretty rapidly. So even if it were to rain today, we could be in moderate or even high come Wednesday.
Despite more favorable conditions this year, a devastating drought from last year still is affecting the state. The United States Drought Monitor says more than half the state is abnormally dry. Some cities, including Fargo, prohibit fireworks within city limits. A fire danger rating map is available on the North Dakota Department of Emergency Resources website.
And finally, Eric Galatis reports a new Greenpeace USA report documents how the corporate sponsor behind the Dakota Access Pipeline continues to use a variety of surveillance, lobbying, and legal tactics to silence protesters.
Molly Dorozinski with Greenpeace says in the wake of events at Standing Rock, Energy Transfer Partners worked with the pro-corporate American Legislative Exchange Council to introduce 60 new bills across the U.S., many of which classify pipelines as critical infrastructure.
So critical infrastructure was previously things that were necessary to everyone in the state. They're not really critical for anyone except for the companies that are trying to move the oil. So what they've done is they've tried to really increase penalties specifically for people who are protesting this pipeline.
Dorozinski says after hiring private firms that deployed military-style tactics against demonstrators at Standing Rock, Energy Transfer Partners has continued to contract firms to infiltrate and surveil activist groups. Energy Transfer Partners has not yet responded to a request for comment on the report, but the company has argued that legislation restricting demonstrations near pipelines is necessary. necessary to complete its projects and prevent property damage.
So critical infrastructure was previously things that were necessary to everyone in the state. They're not really critical for anyone except for the companies that are trying to move the oil. So what they've done is they've tried to really increase penalties specifically for people who are protesting this pipeline.
Dorzynski says after hiring private firms that deployed military-style tactics against demonstrators at Standing Rock, Energy Transfer Partners has continued to contract firms to infiltrate and surveil activist groups. Energy Transfer Partners has not yet responded to a request for comment on the report, but the company has argued that legislation restricting demonstrations near pipelines is necessary to complete its projects and prevent property damage.
The report recommendations include asking banks to cut financial ties with the company behind the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. Have a great Independence Day. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.